Acts 12:5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Perhaps prayer without ceasing is rare for us. We may be more likely to complain if our prayer meeting goes too long. We can say to ourselves things like, "The kids need to get home, it's a school night," or "I'll pray through the rest of this list tomorrow." The early church seems to have made fewer excuses. Certainly it can be said that they faced more difficult circumstances at times, specifically in this moment of persecution. But who can also say that we face nothing urgent that is worthy of this kind of dedicated, fervent prayer? It may be true there aren't many outside forces pushing us, maybe violently, to a greater degree of devotion. But we deal in realms of life and death, heaven and hell, too. We are just as needy. There is nothing more powerful a righteous man can do than seek God. Are we afraid to stay up a little late or get up a little early to pray? Do we avoid the hard work of diligent, focused, specific prayer? Perhaps this chapter should be a lesson to us. Acts 12:5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.